Well, grace and mercy and peace to you all from God, your Father, and from your Lord and your Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text today, as you heard, was from Exodus 19. And in that text, we find the children of Israel standing at the foot of Mount Sinai. Now, these are the same folks that have just been delivered from Egypt. And then they were led through that turmoil and chaos of the Red Sea. And then they've been carried by God through this wilderness to this point, Mount Sinai. Now, they arrive at the holy place, not because they've earned anything of God's favor. They're simply there because God loves them. Now, the Lord speaks to Moses, and you heard this today. God says to Moses, I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, this reminds you a little bit of before Christ was crucified, when he talked about wanting to gather all of his children of Israel under his wings, as a mother hen does to protect all of her chicks. So once again, we use this analogy of the power of God, and that's a very familiar phrase. Everybody loves it because it sounds so nice. Now, the one thing I want you to pay attention to here is that God doesn't begin commanding things of the children of Israel. He's not expecting anything. All he's doing is giving them a confirmation of his grace. Not a single law. He isn't given a law yet. There's no demand placed on these people. But God is pointing backwards, not forwards. He's pointing backwards. He wants them to know what he has already done. And this is going to kind of be the theme that you see through this message. What has Christ done already? Now, the law is going to follow. The Ten Commandments certainly are coming. But it's not the foundation. The law is not the foundation of what God is doing for you. It's there. But he doesn't build his relationship with you on the basis of law. And we sometimes get confused about that. He doesn't say things like, Steve, if you just would obey me, I'll really be nice to you. He doesn't say that. Or, you know, if you obey me, Bob, I will save you and take you to heaven. No, he doesn't say that. There was no reward for the children of Israel because they'd done something wonderful or great, or their obedience was wonderful. But then God says this. He says this to the people of Israel, and then he says it to each of us today. You will be my treasured possession among all the people in the world. You're my favorite. You are a kingdom of priests. You're a holy nation. And I thought about treasure. We are treasured by God. And I when I ever think of something special like that, there's a place called Sandringham. Now, if we were in the UK, we'd all go, oh, yeah, Sandringham, the Queen's Palace. Well, no, that is not the Queen's Palace. It is not Windsor. It's not Buckingham. That was her own little private place that when you walked through the door and toured that place, you saw family photos. You saw the treasures she loved and cared for, because that was her special, precious place. And I want to get that thought in your heads to think through. Are there things that you care about or you love or you take care of special because you've placed it in a special place? Now, the Lord says, yes, the whole world is mine. Except for you, Joyce, I love you dearly and I want you special. You're special. Now, Scripture, we know the story of the children of Israel and how weak they are, and oh my, how stubborn they were. But they were chosen. They belonged to him. They weren't slaves. No, you are not a slave. He loves you. And there's a big difference. You have access to him. You can call upon him. You can fold your hands and pray at night and talk directly to your God. So you see, this story I told you of Israel, that happened quite a long time ago, 2,000 years ago maybe. But it's your story today. If you understand it and believe that God loves you, you are precious. You have also been, like the children of Israel, believe it or not, you too have been carried on these wings of eagles. You were delivered by that moment of Christ on the cross. Now today, we study about the voice of God coming from Mount Sinai, but remember there were is no difference in that voice than the voice that was heard on the cross when he said, "It's finished. It is finished." Now, the people of Israel, they're like we are. The minute that Moses told them what God had told him, they all said, "Oh, boy, out, yes, we are in favor of this. Tell God we're going to do everything he wants us to do because we love God. He loves us." And they failed. Not once, not twice. I counted one time in the Bible in the Old Testament, and I counted over 8 times that they totally failed. And then we go, "Oh, isn't that terrible? Aren't you the same? Don't we all promise what we're willing to do for God in our moment of talking to him? And, oh, Lord, we love you. Oh, Jesus, thank you for saving me. We're going to be good. We're going to be great. We're never going to talk about anybody again." No, that's not true. But the point, folks, is this. Jesus knows that. He knows you're going to break your word. He died for you while you were yet a sinner. Oh my gosh. Some people, would anybody give up their life for somebody else? Well, maybe if you were really a good guy, no. But yet he did. He gave up his life for miserable sinners. The righteousness of Christ, the righteousness of God, is how we are saved. We are saved as a treasured possession. Now, we can do things, we can try And you've heard me spout this before, because we're really going to be better. We're going to do things that Jesus is going to like us better. No, you're not. There is nothing anybody in this room can do to be saved. The only hope any of us have is the saving grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Without that, we're done. So, I leave you with that thought. The children of Israel at the foot of Mount Sinai, the voice from Mount Sinai, the voice from the cross, with the hope that we can accept and understand our relationship with Christ. You've got to cut through this idea that you're kind of second rate, or you're trying to do your best but you can't, or you're a loser, or I haven't done a good job. Yes, you have. Yes, you have, because Jesus loves you forever. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus.